You might be getting sick of this, talking about like Ontario and the St. Lawrence water levels all the time, especially if you don't live near them. I've had people on Lake Champlain say to me, for example, what about us? Well, true that. Lake Champlain is at flood stage, and there are reports of minor flooding. But Lake Ontario is even bigger. And unlike Lake Champlain, Lake Ontario is regulated by a dam on the St. Lawrence. And that makes it political. Did the regulators do enough as Lake Ontario reaches flood stage two? Governor Andrew Cuomo has been at the center of that political blame game. He joins me and talks mostly about climate change, as it turns out, on today's Story of the Day.
Story of the Day is supported by the Au-Sable River Association, building solutions for flood resilience in Adirondack communities. Learn more at ausableriver.org.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Tuesday, May 21st. First up, a man from the Dominican Republic died last month while trying to illegally cross the border from Quebec into New York State. That's according to the Washington Post. Authorities in Canada told the newspaper that Wilson Reynoso Vega, age 32, became disoriented in a marshy forest on the Quebec side of the border on April 16th, and he drowned. He was reportedly trying to cross the border to visit his daughter, who lives in the United States. Vega had been denied a tourist visa by authorities in the U.S. and decided to make the trip illegally. The Post reports that he hired a smuggler to help him make the crossing. Governor Andrew Cuomo declared a state of emergency yesterday for all eight counties along Lake Ontario and the St. Lawrence River. He also implemented a no-wake zone for boats within 1,000 feet of the shoreline. Cuomo has made at least half a dozen appearances along the lake in an effort to promote flooding preparations. And during those visits, he's been sharply critical of the agency charged with trying to manage water levels, the International Joint Commission. But the IJC says snowmelt and rain are the real problem, and the IJC accuses Cuomo of trying to score political points. Well, I put all this by Cuomo himself today. He called in. And Cuomo has also been talking a lot about the role of climate change in this flooding, the new normal, as he says, wetter springs, more flooding, and our need to adapt to that new normal. So I asked him, is all this blaming of the IJC for the flooding distracting from that climate change message, that it's our responsibility to adapt rather than trying to control Lake Ontario?
No, I think, David, I think both are true, right? We're in this atmosphere of political polarization, and there's only one truth. You're wrong, I'm right, it's black, it's white. Often the truth is more subtle. Both are true. I do believe in the new normal. I've been speaking about it for years. We had Superstorm Sandy, we had Superstorm Irene. I have handled more emergencies as governor in a shorter period of time than any governor in history. This never happened before, David. I've been a New Yorker all my life. We had an emergency. The emergency in the past was heavy snowfall, and the governor's responsibility was to close the New York State Thruway. That was the extent of the emergencies. There were no floods or tornadoes or hurricanes or superstorms. They keep saying to me, this is a once in a 100-year flood. Yeah, but it happens three times a year. So that says we have to recalibrate our expectation. The flood level that we're at now, we were at this flood level just 2 years ago, 2017. We had terrible flooding. So there is no doubt that there is a change in the weather pattern, the climate pattern. There is extreme weather. It's an international phenomenon. It's undeniable. Climate change is a political buzzword that gets people's backs up and I try to stay away from the political polarization because that defeats government action. But there is a new normal. I said yesterday, look, we went through this 2 years ago. You can't say this is a once in 100 years. It's now every 2 years. So accept that, and that would then change how you think about building along the shorelines, what you rebuild, where you rebuild it. After 2017, we spent $100 million, New York State, rebuilding homes, businesses, et cetera.
And was that money used to do something new, to change the way construction happened, or was it simply rebuilding the things that had already failed in the 2017 flood?
Yeah, great question. Only on the margins. We do what we call mitigation, prevention, but the overwhelming attitude was in 2017, well, this is once in 100 years. It's never going to happen again. So let's just rebuild as we had built. I said at that time, and I'm saying it more vociferously now, it can't be about rebuilding anymore. It has to be about rebuilding better than before and accepting this new normal. If this is going to happen every few years, do we really want to rebuild structures where they are? And is it a wise investment of taxpayers' money to rebuild exactly what is now when we are on notice that this is a new normal?
And quick question. What can the state do to help make that change and help, you know, people along the shorelines adapt?
Well, look, you're talking about once you accept the premise, David, which is a controversial premise, by the way, of this new normal, then you would change your thinking and you would say, should we rebuild that home where it is? Should that home be raised if we're going to rebuild it? Should we be building barriers along the shoreline that are higher than anything we built before because the lake is going to be higher? Those will be the questions if we go through another flood. In other words, if Mother Nature does cause significant flooding here and we have to come up with a rebuilding program, I would argue we have a different concept to it, and it's building back better than before, accepting the new normal. That's your first question. Second question, let me do this because you said something in the...
We're running out of time a little bit, okay. Governor. So
the IJC, I'm not blaming the IJC, and there is no politics to my blaming the IJC. Their job is to regulate the water flow. You're saying that they said it's impossible to regulate the water flow. If it's impossible, say it's impossible, David. Say, because of the snow melt, because of the rain, we cannot balance the water flow anymore. That is their job. I don't understand why they don't release more water earlier in the year. We know that this is going to happen come the spring, come May. Why don't they release more water earlier? Or say, I can't. And that would be okay also, but we can't just have the same loop where we see the same movie every couple of years. The IJC saying, oh boy, there's more water than we anticipated, and now we have a problem in Canada and in New York, and everybody is going to be flooded again. We had 3,000 homes flooded last time, $100 million. So it's not blame. Either say you can't do your task, or figure out a way to do it. But there's no politics to this. I represent the people of the state of New York. I'm concerned about Canada also. But my job is to defend New Yorkers.
That's Governor Andrew Cuomo speaking to us about the high water and impending flooding on Lake Ontario in the St. Lawrence. We have lots more on this topic, including the latest forecasts, on our website, ncpr.org. Music today by Jared Stephen Doyle and Audio Binger. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.